From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Barack Obama says the United States and Kenya stand united against the threat of terrorism. Speaking in Nairobi Saturday at a joint news conference with Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta, Mr. Obama said the two countries have effectively worked together in combating al-Shabaab. But the U.S. president added that the fight against small attackers, is more difficult.
What we find is that we can degrade significantly the capacities of these terrorist organizations, but they can still do damage.
Mr. Kenyatta said Kenya and the United States need to work much more closely to help stabilize Somalia and help its government reduce the area controlled by al-Shabaab. When asked about gay rights in Kenya, Mr. Obama said that he believes that the state should not discriminate against people based on their sexual orientation. The president will speak at a rally in Nairobi on Sunday. He then travels to Ethiopia for meetings with that country's president and prime minister. The armed wing of the separatist Kurdistan Workers' Party says it considers the three-year ceasefire agreement with Turkey to be over. The PKK's military command blamed the end of the ceasefire on Ankara and excused the Turkish state and army of having unilaterally terminated the agreement with Friday bombing raids on the separatist group's training camps and bases that straddle the border with Iraq. Turkey launched a second day of airstrikes Saturday against Islamic State militant targets in Syria and dropped bombs for the first time on Kurdish militants in Iraq. The Turkish prime minister said the country's security operations will continue as long as necessary. This